Hello, the Swipe Minister, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 158. Let's go to the foundational scripture, Hebrews 4:12. And let's say it together, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts. That is Hebrews 4:12. Then we box it up with James 1:22, a very short verse that says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And I keep saying, you are not in self-delusion. Why? You are a doer of the word. You are not just a hearer only. So in the previous episode, I was talking about Luke 6:46 and 48. How he says, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? They say, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." Then he says, "It's like a man who built a house and dig deep." So that was what he said, "Man who built a house and dig deep." And I said that if you are going to build your life on the word of God, you have to dig deep. If you want a solid foundation, you have to dig deep. If you want stability in your life, you have to dig deep. Stability in your marriage, dig deep. Stability on the job, dig deep. You want to shine, you want to be legendary, you want to succeed, you want to go forward, you want to grow exponentially, you want to do well in your life, whatever you're doing, hey, then it means you will have to dig deep. Listen, there is no other way. No other way. No other way. Prayer is good. Fasting is good. But to tell you the truth, I'll tell you, nothing is like a man who is digging deep into God's word. Listen. Listen again. So do not say, "Oh, Prophetess Olivia says prayer is not good, that we should not pray. Prayer is not powerful." I never said that. I'm saying prayer is good. Fasting is good. Waiting on God is good. And with what are you waiting on God? I'm praying and I'm fasting. But what about waiting on God with God's word? So you will need to dig deep into God's word. If nothing can be exchanged for that. Oh, my dear, listen, nothing in this world can be exchanged for digging deep into God's word. You cannot fast to replace that. You cannot pray to replace that. You cannot do any spiritual exercise to replace a man opening a Bible and reading and studying and writing notes and doing that for himself. And that comes to quiet time. That's what we have, the quiet times. We say quiet, maybe you've had quiet time, quiet time. Every man cannot wake up in the morning and just live anyhow. Just say, "Oh God, please take care of me as I go. Pray a little tongue as you are bathing, the shower, then quickly. Then you get out and you go and say, 'God, take care of me. Take it today. You know I didn't have time.'" You will have to turn your attention to God's word. So if you are somebody, that's why I keep saying that this 5 minutes of prophetess, it will help you in the sense that even if you are in a hurry and you press it and you listen to it, I will bring you a scripture. You open that scripture for yourself. Read it for yourself. Do your quiet time with the Lord, with it. If you have no other way of doing quiet time, use it to do your quiet time. You read it and do not just listen to it. I've listened. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about opening the word. There is something about your eye making contact with the word, your ear hearing your own mouth say what you are reading. For instance, if I'm saying, "For the word of God is quick," for you to open to Hebrews 4:12 and say it, read it and say it with your own, let your own lips say it, let your own ear hear it. I don't know how God did it, but God did it in such a way that when a mouth and your eyes see the word and your mouth reads it and your ear hears it, faith is generated. Something happens to you. Strength, inner strength comes to you.
It's so important. So that's why I said that man, he dig deep, and I'm encouraging you, whatever it is, dig deep into the word. Dig deep, because we will come to meditation. The words that you're hearing, so sometimes I'm speaking and the word catches your attention. Please don't let that word go. When you're reading a book and that word leaps to you, don't let it go. That is your mining point. That is where you begin to mine. This is where you begin to mine. Please, if you mine there, the truths you will encounter, the power, the grace, you will know something has happened to me, that I have encountered God. You're so blessed. Bye. Keep listening.